If you would like a free newsletter on this or other subjects, just give us a call at Christian Answers. The phone number is area code 512-218-8022. That's 512-218-8022. Or you could email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com.
The following is a clip from our main video entitled Black Lives Matter, Black Genocide, Black Muslims, Racism, Killing Cops, Law Enforcement, and the Bible. This presentation here will focus on one aspect of the many aspects presented in the original video. If you desire to see the original presentation, go to Black Lives Matter, Black Genocide, Black Muslims, Racism, Killing Cops, Law Enforcement, and the Bible. Minister Louis Farrakhan, the 82-year-old leader of the Nation of Islam at the time of this recording, preaching directly from the Quran before a packed Baptist church, told his adoring audience that violent retaliation is the only way for American blacks to rise up and overthrow their white oppressors.
I'm looking for 10,000 in the midst of a million. Listen. I'm looking for 10,000 in the midst of the million.
Million.
10,000 fearless men.
Yes, men.
Who say death is sweeter than continued life under tyranny. Death is sweeter than to continue to live and bury our children while white folks give the killer hamburgers. Death is sweeter than watching us slaughter each other to the joy of a 400-year-old enemy. Death is sweeter. The Quran teaches persecution is worse than slaughter. Then it says, retaliation is prescribed in matters of the slain. Retaliation is a prescription from God to calm the breath of those whose children have been slain. So if the federal government will not intercede in our affairs, then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
He said, I'm looking for 10,000 in the midst of the million. 10,000 men who say death is sweeter than continued life under tyranny. Farrakhan told the congregants of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Miami, Florida, in a speech that he posted on his Facebook page. Now the question is, why are African American, particularly in this case Baptist churches, letting someone like Louis Farrakhan preach inside their churches. Major doctrines of the Nation of Islam, which Farrakhan subscribes to, are God is a finite being. The first God was the original black man, the first human being ever to exist. 2, all members of Islam are God. 3, God was born half original black and half white in the holy city of Mecca on February 26, 1877. 4, the Bible is a poison book, but can teach some truth if interpreted by Elijah Muhammad. The Islamic Quran is a purely holy book. See our newsletter for documentation from official Nation of Islam sources. Our newsletter, as you can see here, is available for free to anyone who will email us with a mailing address, and we will be more than happy to send this newsletter about the Nation of Islam out to you for no cost. You can also see this newsletter free online by going to our website, www.biblequery.org. And once on the homepage, click on the experience box to the left, then scroll down to our newsletter section and click on Nation of Islam. Remember to give it time to download. Here's a quick radio debate our ministry had with a Nation of Islam member. Do you believe this statement? The black race created the heavens and the earth and created themselves. Do you believe that?
Okay. First of all, we don't teach that the black race created the heavens and the earth and created themselves. We believe that Almighty God was the only thing in existence in the beginning.
Do you believe Elijah Muhammad?
Yes, I believe in the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
This is what he said. This is right from his book.
The black race created the heavens and the earth.
This is the reference. I'll give you the reference.
Well, he'll give you the reference.
It's page 42 of Elijah Muhammad's book, copyright 1965, his book entitled Message to the Black Man. This is from Elijah Muhammad, and you should be able to get your hands on that book.
I have 42. Copies in my house right now.
Okay, look on page 42. Now, let me ask you the next question. The white race are all devils. Do you believe that?
You're a devil if you are the devil. That's why God, Jesus says in chapter 8, verse 44 of John, that ye are of your father the devil.
Okay,
he was
so
a lie and a murder in the beginning and abideth not in the truth.
We know about those verses, which, according
you're
to what you're saying,
content.
We don't know if those
if
are true or not because you don't
devil,
think the Bible's
then
true.
Then where are these devils at?
Well, how do you know that's
is,
true?
The question is, the white race, or that's all I ask, the white race are all devils. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Okay, in your Bible. I'm going to show
I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm talking about this statement. The
no,
white race.
In your Bible.
The Wait, white race are all devils.
You believe in the Bible, right?
Just answer the question yes or no, Dwayne.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Okay. Then you agree with Elijah Muhammad. That was stated in his book, The Message to the Black Man, pages 11, 23, 51, 68, and 208. Now the last question. The white race was created 6,000 years ago by a crazed black scientist named Jacob. Is that true?
We're still here.
Hello?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay.
Is that true?
Okay.
The black scientist Jacob, did he create the white race 6,000 years ago? Hello?
He said yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So you believe that. Okay.
Yes,
so you agree with Elijah Muhammad on 2 out of 3 of these points
no,
I just brought up.
I believe in him on all of them.
Now, okay, Dwayne, so you believe the black race created the heavens and the earth and created themselves.
The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the original man is the black man. The original man is made in the image of God, thus making the God black. So if you're saying that the black race, and speaking of God,
I'm just quoting his
all
book.
That stuff,
yeah. Well, Dwayne, since you quoted Jesus, Jesus said God is spirit. How is spirit black?
Spirit black.
Yeah, well, you
who was this God? Who was this God who was this God that wrestled with Jacob?
That was a theophany.
Who was this God that stood at the top of the ladder as the angels ascended
well,
and descended
wait,
from
Dwayne,
heaven?
Dwayne, listen to what you're thinking then. You're calling Jesus a liar?
I'm saying that what's in the Bible
wait.
Is not all truth.
Oh, how do you know? How do you know one place is true and the other is not?
Because it says in Revelation that this book...
No, wait, Dwayne.
How do you know that wasn't added?
Dwayne, let me say, you quoted Jesus as truth and I quoted him and you say it's wrong. How do you know which is true and which is wrong?
Because we have a teacher that teaches.
Well, how do you know he's true?
Huh?
How do you know he's true?
Because my teacher has what?
That's circular reasoning.
He's taking the last and making them first.
Okay, well, you're...
He's taking the despised, the wretched,
well, Dwayne,
and raising them up.
Dwayne...
He's taking what?
Yeah,
he's taking the stone which all the builders rejected and making it what? The cornerstone.
You're not going to be a cornerstone. Jesus Christ is a cornerstone. Yeah. And what you proved is you are recently in the circle and you hadn't proved anything. So we'll put you on hold.
No, what I'm telling you is that your whole argument is next because you base all your truth on the Bible.
Dwayne,
then when somebody busts up your Bible, you can't handle it.
No, we can handle it. You haven't busted up anything.
No.
Matter of fact, you
like, I can prove to you if you give me the time right on your phone, right in your book, your
Well, that's okay, but what you've done, Dwayne, is strengthened my faith. You hadn't put a dent in the Bible.
The devil is never going to be on the side of God.
But on your religion, you can't defend one iota of it or prove one iota of it.
But, Dwayne, why should we listen to you, Dwayne, when Muhammad said that black people are raisin heads and slaves? We're talking about Muhammad, the founder of Islam.
Dwayne,
I know that Muhammad was a white man because we're taught that.
Okay, well, here's the real problem.
Well, he was a devil.
Here's the real problem is the founder of the black Muslim movement was white. Wallace Fard was white.
We know who Master W. Farah Muhammad is.
Do you know who Wallace Fard is?
We know his mother and his father. We know where he came.
You know Wallace Fard?
Yes, sir.
The founder. And did you know that he's white?
Yes, sir.
So your religion was founded by a devil.
No, he was a half black man and a half white man.
Then he was half devil. Then he was half devil.
He was half black and half white.
So your religion was founded by half devil.
Half devil.
He was created by a crazed black scientist named Yaakov.
Notice that Farrakhan is quoting the Quran. Now, what's interesting about all this is, based on his theology, you would think that Muhammad was a black man. I urge our viewers to watch the video called Muhammad, the White Prophet with Black Slaves by David Wood. Here's a sampling from that video.
Many people who haven't read the Muslim sources assume that Muhammad was dark-skinned. But Arabs are classified as Caucasians, and they can exhibit a variety of shades and tones. So if we want to know what Muhammad looked like, we'll have to go through some of the descriptions of his appearance found in the Hadith. Now, if Muhammad were sitting in a crowd of his fellow Arabs, how would we spot him? Sahih al-Bukhari, number 63. Narrated Anas bin Malik, while we were sitting with the Prophet in the mosque, a man came riding on a camel. He made his camel kneel down in the mosque, tied its foreleg, and then said, "Who amongst you is Muhammad?" At that time, the Prophet was sitting amongst us, leaning on his arm. We replied, "This white man reclining on his arm." "Hey, which one of you is Muhammad?" "This white Tom Willis-looking white guy leaning on his white arm. That's who." But let's keep reading about a prophet who makes the Brady Bunch look like N.W.A. Sahih Muslim, 6081. It was narrated that Abu Juhayfa said, "I saw the Messenger of Allah with a white complexion and some white hairs." White complexion with white hairs. Who knew that Anderson Cooper was a 7th century prophet? Sahih Muslim, 6071. It was narrated from Al-Jurayri, from Abu At-Tufail. I said to him, "Did you see the Messenger of Allah?" He said, "Yes, he was white, with an elegant face." This guy is so white, he makes Queen Elizabeth look like Queen Latifah. And the Muslim sources go out of their way to remind us how white Muhammad was. They tell us about the whiteness of his shins, and the whiteness of his thigh, and the whiteness of his leg, and the whiteness of his stomach, and the whiteness of his forearms, and the whiteness of his armpits, and the whiteness of his cheeks. Based on these descriptions, a friend of mine who's a police sketch artist was able to put together a drawing of Muhammad. Have you seen this man? Kind of blends in with the whiteness of the paper. On a side note to all my jihadi viewers, I can't figure out if this counts as a cartoon of Muhammad or not, but I don't really care. So, Muhammad was whiter than a bowl of Cool Whip, but when he wasn't busy being scooped onto a slice of apple pie, he was setting an example for his followers by keeping a tight rein on all his black slaves. Sahih al-Bukhari, 72, 63. Narrated Umar, "I went to the house of the Prophet, and behold, Allah's Messenger was staying in a mashrubah, and a black slave of Allah's Messenger was at the top of its stairs. I said to him, 'Tell the Prophet that here is Umar bin al-Khattab.' Then he admitted me." Sahih al-Bukhari, 61-61. Narrated Anas bin Malik, "Allah's Messenger was on a journey, and he had a black slave called Anjasha, and he was driving the camels very fast, and there were women riding on those camels. Allah's Messenger said, 'Waihaka, O Anjasha, drive slowly the camels with the glass vessels,' i.e., the women." Here's one about a black slave who was shot to death while unloading Muhammad's luggage, Sunan An-Nasa'i 3858. It was narrated that Abu Huraira said, "We were with the Messenger of Allah in the year of Khaybar, and we did not get any spoils of war except for wealth, goods, and clothes. Then a man from Banu Ad-Dubayb, who was called Rifa' bin Zayd, gave the Messenger of Allah a black slave who was called Middam. The Messenger of Allah set out for Wadi al-Qura. When we were in Wadi al-Qura, while Middam was unloading the luggage of the Messenger of Allah, an arrow came and killed him. The people said, 'Congratulations, you will go to paradise.' But the Messenger of Allah said, 'No, by the one in whose hand is my soul, the cloak that he took from the spoils of war on the day of Khaybar is burning him with fire.'" Just to clarify, Muhammad had sex with a 9-year-old girl, robbed caravans, and beheaded hundreds of Jews, but he's good. His black slave, by contrast, grabbed a cloak before the spoils were divided, so he's headed to hell. Welcome to Islam. In Provisions of the Afterlife, pages 30 to 31, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya lists 28 of Muhammad's male slaves and 12 of his female slaves. Some of these slaves were black, some were not. Muhammad renamed one of his black slaves Safina, which means ship. Called his slave Ship because he would load up the slave like a ship and make him carry everything. Muhammad apparently thought that black slaves were worth less than Arab slaves, since he once traded two of his black slaves for an Arab slave he wanted to set free because the Arab slave had converted to Islam. We know that Muhammad had sex with his female slaves because he eventually got one of them pregnant. Don't worry, a white leader getting a slave girl pregnant is only creepy when Thomas Jefferson does it. But it gets worse. Muhammad tells his followers what Satan looks like in Ibn Ishaq, page 243. The apostle said, "Whoever wants to see Satan, let him look at Nabtal ibn al-Harith. He was a sturdy black man with long flowing hair and flamed eyes and dark ruddy cheeks." Which one of you is the prophet? This white guy. What does Satan look like? That black guy. Now, how did a religion that was inaugurated by a white prophet who had black slaves and referred to Ethiopians as raisin heads and said that Satan looks like a black man ever get the reputation it has among African-American Muslims today? Well, here in the West, there's a general atmosphere of ignorance about Islam. People don't know even the most basic facts about Muhammad and the Quran, and this allows Muslim preachers to say whatever they want about Islam because no one's going to correct them. So if a Muslim preacher is talking to a woman who's interested in women's rights, Muhammad was a champion of women's rights. If he's talking to someone who has a high regard for science, the Quran is a scientific masterpiece filled with miraculous scientific insights that were only verified centuries later. If he's talking to someone who's concerned about racial justice, Islam is the religion that liberates slaves and establishes racial equality. Absolute nonsense, but people convert to Islam because they believe what they're told and don't bother reading the Muslim sources to see if the preacher's story checks out. Now, to those of you who've bought this mess, to those of you who believed the Muslim preacher when he said, "Hey, if you really want to stick it to whitey, you need to convert to Islam, the religion of a white man who bought, sold, and traded African slaves and whose followers institutionalized black African slavery centuries before Europeans joined in and who continue enslaving black Africans even today." If you fell for this, I say and I say it again, you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what these white prophets with black slaves do.
Also see Muhammad's white grandson, Sheikh Muhammad al-Yaqubi. This shows clearly that his apparently 34th grandson, down through the centuries, is strikingly similar to what we find in Islamic sources, particularly the al-Bukhari Hadith, the Sahih Muslim, and other official documents of the religion of Islam, even down to the red hair. When it comes to Islam, or in Farrakhan's case, the Nation of Islam, which is not the same. But anyway, Muhammad was the first Muslim terrorist and jihadist. Muslims have been waging a war of jihad for 1,400 years, ever since Muhammad did it first in Arabia, which includes rape, murder, mass executions, torture, military conquests, beheadings, the institution of slavery, which includes black African slavery and sex slavery, and the enforced imposition of Islamic Sharia law on all conquered territories. The golden rule does not exist in Islam. Muhammad and his religion are against all unbelievers of Islam. When one reads the three Muslim authoritative sources that make up what Islam actually is, the Quran, the Sirah, Life of Muhammad, and the Hadith, Sunnah authoritative teachings and sayings of Muhammad, one discovers that Islam has a very important theological term called kafir or kafir. Kafir is the Islamic term for a non-Muslim. The word kafir is not a neutral term, but is rather one of the most negative and reviled words in any language as far as Islam is concerned, and certainly leads to much religious bigotry. Here's just a few references from the Muslim Quran, which Farrakhan quotes from, in regards to how Muslims are to treat kafirs. A kafir can be mocked. That's from the Quran, Surah 83, 34 through 36. A kafir can be beheaded, Quran, Surah 47, verses 4 and following. A kafir can be plotted against, Quran, Surah 86, verses 15 and following. A kafir can be terrorized, Quran, Surah 8, verse 12 and following. A kafir is not the friend of a Muslim, Quran 3, 28 and following. A kafir is evil, Quran, Surah 23, verses 97 and following. A kafir should be disgraced, Quran, Surah 37, verses 18 and following. A kafir is cursed, Quran, Surah 33, verses 60 and following.
The Quran teaches persecution is worse than slaughter. Then it says, retaliation is prescribed in matters of the slain. Then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are seeing.
Second Kings chapter 17, verses 33 through 34, also verse 41. So they feared the Lord, but also served their own gods, after the manner of the nations from among whom they had been carried away. To this day they do according to the former manner. They do not fear the Lord, and they do not follow the statutes or the rules or the law or the commandment that the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. So these nations feared the Lord and also served their carved images. Their children did likewise and their children's children. As their fathers did, so they do to this day. This is the big mistake made by the ancient Jews, mixing false religion with pure devotion to the biblical God, thus creating a perverted new false religion which the biblical God despises and will destroy and their followers on Judgment Day. Is it no wonder then why so-called Christian churches bring in speakers who are nothing more than anti-biblical political acts or theological antichrist to subvert their hearers of the congregation? These types of churches or nations are in direct rebellion against the God of the Bible. Remember what the Bible repeatedly warns about. Only a few will make it to heaven. Luke 13, 23 through 30. Cross-reference Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 29. While the vast majority of mankind will be turned into hell. Psalm 9, 17. Romans 2, 5 through 9. Jude 7. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Ephesians 5, 3, 5. Revelation 21, 8. Revelation 22, 27, and the list could go on. Jesus said, "And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Matthew 19, 24. Who are considered rich people? It's not just millionaires or world leaders, but many lesser wealthy persons who exceed the vast majority of mankind in money and possessions. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31 is a good example of this in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. See the video, "It is difficult for Americans to enter heaven," Tim Conway. Statistics provided in this video show that even the poorest Americans living in the United States have a better net income than most of the world. For instance, according to Forbes magazine, June 1st, 2013, The bottom 5% of United States citizens are richer than 68% of people living throughout the rest of the world. U.S. citizens who make $50,000 a year are richer than 99.69% of the people in the rest of the world. U.S. citizens who make $20,000 a year are richer than 96% of the people in the rest of the world. U.S. citizens who make $10,000 a year are richer than 84% of the people in the rest of the world. U.S. citizens who make $100,000 a year are in a category that only 8 out of every 10,000 people achieve in the entire world. Will it be difficult for rich Americans who don't think they're rich to enter into the kingdom of heaven? Jesus already gave the answer. For more on this, hear those whom God hates, he is often pleased to give plenty of earthly things to. By the well-known theologian, Jonathan Edwards, who also preached the most famous sermon on North American soil, called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
Then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
When analyzing opposing doctrines to biblical truth, the Bible tells us to expose error, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And to expose error, we must make righteous judgments. Christians must judge in order to, one, try the spirits to see if they are from God, for many false prophets are in the world, 1 John 4, 1. Two, mark and avoid false teachers, slaves of their own bellies, deceiving many with their smooth and flattering speech. Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. Three, rebuke false teachers, rebellious men, and deceivers who subvert whole families with their false doctrine. Titus chapter 1, verses 9 through 16. Have no fellowship with immoral, impure, or covetous men. Ephesians 5, 5 through 7. 5. Receive not deceivers who do not abide in the teaching of Christ into our homes, nor giving them any greeting. 2 John 7 through 11. 6. Be wary of those who preach another gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Even David, who feared touching one of God's anointed, did not hesitate to judge and expose Saul's sin before the world. Out of the wicked comes forth wickedness, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 10, verses 12 through 13. Thus, shouldn't true Christians following the biblical standards laid down judge and expose the sins of false teachers, prophets, and immoral brothers in the church, all those who would pollute the truth with perverted doctrines or watered-down teachings which tickle the ear? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 5. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and they will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside the myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. There's only two types of people on this present earth. Those that are going to hell forever to be tormented in hellfire by a holy God, or the few that have repented of sin and turned to the biblical Jesus and his gospel. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And therefore, O kings, be wise and be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. And of course, that refers directly to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, according to the New Testament of the Bible. Remember the biblical fact that all human history is a record of a cosmic war between God and Satan, going back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God is keeping a record of every human who ever lived during this war as to whether they lived for God or not. Just as Nazi war criminals were executed after World War II, so too will God execute his justice on wicked sinners on Judgment Day.
No, no, no. Not God bless America. God damn America. That's in the Bible.
I do want to throw this in real fast while we're doing the show, getting ready to sign off. And you can see it on your screen. The Baton Rouge cop killer was Nation of Islam member. Baton Rouge shooter Gavin Eugene Long was Nation of Islam member, railed against crackers on YouTube channel. The shooter who gunned down three Baton Rouge law enforcement officers and injured three more has ties with the Nation of Islam. Gavin Eugene Long of Kansas City, Missouri, apparently coincided his 29th birthday, July 17, 1987, with his rampage. In his extensive online presence, which included tweets, self-published books, YouTube videos, and a website, he said he was once a member of Louis Farrakhan's Nation of Islam, but said he had no affiliations with outside groups. Quote, "Yeah, I also was a Nation of Islam member. Don't affiliate me with it. Don't affiliate me with anything," end quote. He said in one video, quote, "I thought my own thoughts. I made my own decisions. I'm the one who got to listen to the judgment. That's it. And my heart is pure." Quote, "I wrote it for my dark-skinned brothers," end quote, Long said of his book. Quote, "If you look at all the rebels like Black Panthers, UEP Newton, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, they was light-skinned. But we know how hard y'all got it," end quote, Long continued. Now, I haven't heard any major news outlet mention that. Mm-hmm. I thought that was amazing. But we've done, for those of you that you can see it there on your screen, you can freeze frame it and read what you want of that. But we do have a playlist on our YouTube channel, See Answers TV, dealing with the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, and Black Muslims. So if you want to know more about that particular group, but I've noticed the media doesn't seem to like to mention Islam or Muslims too much. So maybe that's one reason they left that out. But I thought that was, you know, since we've been talking about cop killings and things of that nature, I kind of wanted to throw that in. I want to finish this show off with is Jesus the only way to heaven? Would you care to answer that question?
Yes. So John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except by me." And Jesus proved it at the resurrection.
Amen.
So if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, then he could be just another Muhammad or Buddha or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah, so Jesus proved it at the resurrection.
And people at home can see the statement here. Jesus is the only way to heaven for several reasons. Jesus was chosen by God to be the Savior, 1 Peter 2:4. Jesus is the only one to have come down from heaven and returned there, John chapter 3, verse 13. He is the only person to have lived a perfect human life, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. He is the only sacrifice for sin, 1 John 2, Hebrews 10, 26. He alone fulfilled the law and the prophets, Matthew 5, 17. He is the only man to have conquered death forever, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. He is the only mediator between God and man, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. He is the only man whom God hath exalted to the highest place, Philippians 2:9. As you can see there on the screen, we got much more, but we're running out of time. It's pretty obvious that the whole Bible is really a history book about Jesus. It's his story, as you've heard many times. And if you center your life on Christ and not get all mixed up with these other kinds of things that can lead you in a different direction and maybe into unrighteousness, it really helps, even in good causes, to at least, as far as you go,
to do the righteous and just thing, no matter what the circumstances.
And one last thing, if you want a book to read, there's Divided by Faith, an evangelical religion and the problem of race in America. Folks at Reform African American Network highly recommend this. My friend also recommends this. This is another good book to read as far as like addressing maybe like some things that's not on the radar of our Anglo brothers and sisters in Christ.
Oh, cool.
As well as like the websites. There's another one, just one more. There's another book that's called Letters to a Birmingham Jail, A Response to the Words and Dreams of Martin Luther King, where you had Piper, Charlie Dates, and many others respond to it. And another one is Aliens in the Promised Land, Why Minority Leadership is Overlooked in the White Christian Churches and Institutions. Those are three good books I like to read, just to really pretty much just start being made aware.
Right. Good deal. Good deal. We'll put that in, no doubt about it.
I wanted to also put a plug in here for an outstanding theologian, Vody Bachman. For viewers here, you can find his sermons at sermonaudio.com. And simply look for him in the speakers section and access all his online sermons. You can also do a YouTube search box of his name, VODDIEBAUCHAM, and bring up all his videos that are available there as well. He's a great theologian, and he made my top theologians list, which I have in the comments section under many of my 650 videos on YouTube.
All right, brother, we're done here. We're going to have to get off. My cameraman has been yelling at us to be off a long time. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to have to do it again sometime.
Yes, sir.
Get the chance.
Yes, sir.
You were great. Okay, everybody out there, you've heard it from us several times. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. That's John 14:6. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. You must believe in Him, and the only way to do that is through the Word of God. Learn all about Christ, learn what He had to say, and fall on your knees, cry out to God, beg God to save you, because you can't do it on your own. You need His mercy and grace to do that. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ today. As you can see from our discussion today, this is a very dangerous and evil world that we live in. Very dangerous, and we're not going to be here forever. It's going to be over before you know it.
This is not our home.
That's right. Yeah, we're just passing through. We're just pilgrims passing through. Eternity is a long time. Don't forget that. This life is quick and over with before you know it. So trust in Christ and be set for eternity. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you next time.
To find out who the true biblical Jesus is, and not some cheap or phony imitation, please see our video, Is Jesus God Almighty in the Flesh, meaning the second person of the Trinity, or is He something else? On our YouTube channel, See Answers TV, which stands for Christian Answers Television, Jesus accepted worship, and God Himself told all the angels to worship Jesus, and even called Jesus God. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. And again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, He saith, and let all the angels of God worship Him. And of the angels, He saith, who maketh His angels spirits, and His ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son, He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Learn more, your eternal destiny depends on it. If you desire to see the original presentation, go to Black Lives Matter, Black Genocide, Black Muslims, Racism, Killing Cops, Law Enforcement, and the Bible.
Check out our websites, BibleQuery.org. This site answers 7,700 Bible questions. HistoryCart.com. This site reveals early church history and doctrine, proving Roman Catholicism is not historically or doctrinally viable. MuslimHope.com. This site is a classic refutation of Islam, a counterfeit religion created by Muhammad. Free newsletters are also available.
Hello, this is Larry Wessels with just a quick message to our viewers to check out our main YouTube channel, See Answers TV, which stands for Christian Answers Television, where we have all of our over 610 videos posted. By going there, you can see all of our videos organized by playlist, categorized by subjects. Once you scroll down past our Bible prophecy trailer at the top of the channel page, the playlist begins. You'll see our recent uploads playlist, followed by our most popular videos playlist, followed by our playlist on Jehovah's Witnesses, then Islam, the Muslim religion, then Roman Catholicism, Darwin's metaphysical evolution religion, Seventh-day Adventism, dealing with anti-Trinitarians and early church history, our multiple playlists, which includes God-hating atheists, phony TV preachers and King James onlyists, dealing with UFOs, ghosts, spiritual warfare, our radio shows with national Christian authors and our music biz, the Black Muslims, Louis Farrakhan, and the Nation of Islam, Mormonism, Hell, Lake of Fire, Unpopular Bible Doctrines, Antichrist, Cults, New Age, and World Religions. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, Jonathan Edwards, and Spanish videos. End times, supernatural prophecies, and tough Bible questions. And our playlist dealing with predestination, Arminianism, and Calvinism. Our YouTube channel is built to help people learn the Bible and defend their Christian faith against false prophets that come against it from every side. Jude verses 3 and 4. At the time of this recording, our channel has already been blessed with over 6 million viewings and over 10,000 subscribers.